Hey, everyone, it's Greg Morgan hanging out here in the creeks this morning. I'm here all day long, 4158 Fieldstone Way, off Arcola. You'll start to notice the signs at about Chuka Boulevard. Arcola and Chuka. There's a sign. Just follow the arrows, and you'll find your way here to 4158 Fieldstone Way, or if you want to put that in your Google Maps at some point today. Hope you do, because we got a pretty big deadline to make you aware of here at the Creeks home. It is midnight tonight. The Canuck Adventure bonus prize, or $100,000 cash, is off the table. And joining me now is Bonnie Monteith, who is with the Hospitals of Regina Foundation. And Bonnie, I can never understand how people want a delay in getting their ticket. They know they want a ticket, but to delay after midnight tonight, you leave a big prize on the table, don't you?
You sure do.
It pays to get it. What do you got there? What's in this prize package?
So the Canuck Adventure bonus prize includes a Toyota Land Cruiser. They're absolutely beautiful. A couple of electric bikes, some inflatable boards, two of them, and a Canada Park Pass. So it's got a lot, or you can walk away with $100,000 cash.
A 2025 Toyota Land Cruiser, four-wheel drive. That is a beauty, too. But I don't know, like when you put a decision like that in front of someone, that prize or $100,000 cash, I'm just not sure which one I would pick yet, myself personally, if I were to win. But when you look at this beautiful home also, that's just the bonus prize that is gone after midnight tonight. Look around this home. It's $1.7 million worth. Comes with $50,000 cash. Built by Ripplinger. Again, this home over 4,400 square feet. There's a theater room downstairs, Bonnie, that I think your family and mine could fit in.
Absolutely. It's a huge theater room. It looks just like an actual theater, big screen. And there's so many other really unique features in the home, like a split staircase that goes to a bonus room and to the master bedroom. So many things. But it's the biggest grand prize that we've ever had, $1.7 million plus $50,000 cash. You can't, you got to get in.
And Bonnie, we are selling a ton of tickets. We're well over 70% sold here. And there's a sense of urgency to get those tickets now, isn't there?
Absolutely. So you have to get your tickets by midnight tonight to be in for the Canuck Adventure Bonus Prize and to have a chance at winning that this beautiful $1.7 million show home or and $50,000 cash.
And because there is that urgency before midnight, that's why we're open and keeping the doors open all day long, 4158 Fieldstone Way. Almost everyone who purchases a ticket, Bonnie, will always tell us they like the cause. It's all about the cause. And again, this year, we're helping local hospitals, aren't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's so many areas of care that we support in our hospitals. This year, the proceeds will go towards cardiac care, medical imaging, cancer care through our assessment centers, and also an oncology unit at the Pasqua Hospital.
Well, Bonnie, great work again behind the scenes with your team. I appreciate the invite always coming here on a Friday to hang out in the house and meet people face to face. That's the cool part. If you want to buy a ticket in person, thanks for your time, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
And if you want, again, the address is 4158 Fieldstone Way. We're here in the Creeks. Pop on by in person. We'll sell you a ticket. Wow, it really sounded like Taylor Swift was all set to be the halftime show at Super Bowl, but it has fallen through, apparently, after she said, you know what, I need to be in charge of all the footage after the game. In other words, she wanted to own all the video footage, but the NFL doesn't do it that way. That's their footage, so they couldn't come to an agreement, so not looking like Taylor Swift is going to be the halftime show. Was very close, but that's the scuttlebutt behind the scenes, and now, as I said earlier in the week, I'd seen a few rumors and some pretty good sources suggesting Adele has said yes. She's got a new book forthcoming in a few months from now, so that would be perfect timing for her. But Adele as the halftime show, they haven't announced it, but I don't know. Something tells me they're going that way if Taylor Swift's deal has fallen through. We still don't know about the Grey Cup either, do we? And we heard the commissioner on the Green Zone earlier in the week talking about the CFL rule changes, suggesting that an announcement was very close, but don't see anything from the CFL coming down today other than we carry on with our Riders this weekend back from the bye week. They're in Edmonton, and that game tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Green Zone pregame show starts at 3 o'clock. And, boy, how will the boys come out after that rough one against Montreal? They need to come out roaring. I know Elks quarterback Cody Fajardo said this is a must-win for him, but we're going to invite Belton Johnson here after the 8 o'clock news to tee up the big game, get his score, what he thinks. And, of course, we're also monitoring the very latest breaking news story here in Regina. This one here has got a lot of people talking in the area of Prince of Wales near Canadian Tire, East Houghton Road. Police are on the scene. Someone is dead in Regina after an officer-involved shooting. It happened last night about 11 o'clock. And according to the release from the police, officers shot their guns at a person, killed them. No word how many officers fired bullets, how old the person was that was killed, or who they are yet. But they are investigating, and it's pretty customary for CERT to become involved and investigate serious incidents that involve police in our province as well. But we'll get more from Kevin Martell if we have details further than that coming up at the top of the hour. And I invite you, too, to check out the Pats. They're home tonight. It's their first home game of the new season. They were on the road, lost a couple last weekend. I spoke to Coach Haroff just last week about what he hopes for this season, and he said, you know what, Greg, we've lost the last two seasons, missed out on the playoffs. That's what we're shooting for this round. Guess I don't have the Pats coach there. Sorry, I apologize for that, but that's the situation for the Pats as they open up their season tonight against Prince Albert. Now, don't forget, too, if you're going to Bryan Adams, that's your concert looking like it's going to be a sellout on Sunday night. The Real District encouraging ride sharing again for that concert as well as the Sheepdogs open up the show at 7:30. Bryan taking the stage just around the 9 o'clock hour. The weekend has arrived, and our Saskatchewan Roughriders are back in action in Edmonton tomorrow, taking on the Elks. Green Zone pregame show will start at 3, kickoff at 5. We're coming off that bye week and a nasty loss to the Alouettes, and the Elks in 5th in the West, 4 back of the Lions, who hold that crossover position. Elks quarterback Cody Fajardo telling us this is a playoff game, they got to win.
Yeah, I'm taking it as a playoff game, win or go home. That's as simple as I can make it. Like, this is a playoff team. We're going to have a playoff atmosphere here with 30,000 expected to show up versus a very good football team. So this is as close to playoff football as you can get without actually being in the playoffs. And if we lose, we're going to have to look ourselves in the mirror during the bye week and really have to find a way mathematically how we can be in the conversation. So in my opinion, it's win or go home. We have to find a way to do whatever we can to win this football game.
Yeah, it is a must-win, as you heard from Cody. Joining me now, our Grey Cup champ, Green Zone analyst, Belton Johnson. And I'll get your take after a couple of losses for the Elks, too, where they lost in the closing seconds, buddy. But, Belton, I'm at the Hospitals of Regina Foundation Grand Prize Lottery Show Home, and I'm telling you, this host is built for you and me, pal, because upstairs a bonus room where we could watch the first couple games and then go down to the theater room, watch the Sunday Nighter. This weekend, it's a beautiful home, pal. You should be here with me.
Hey, great. Do they got a nice little patio out back where I could get on the smoker and smoke up some brisket for us, too?
Belton, you could smoke the hell out of this neighborhood in the creeks. That's how wonderful it is. Because, yes, there is a gas barbecue line ready for you out there. Beautiful covered deck and fireplace. Buddy, you and I could be roommates in this house if we win it. So let's go in on a ticket together. How did you like what Cody said there in regards to how important this game is?
For the Elks, it's very important, right? Because, you know, just the position where they are, I think, what they're fighting for, nine or whatnot. And you're right, Greg, that they've had those last two games they probably could have won, but they didn't. And with the Riders, you know, they're coming off of a bye week. I'm interested in seeing, you know, how the Riders come into this game because, you know, in the past, after our bye week, the Riders hadn't looked so good. So, yeah, it's a very important game for the Elks, for sure. And for the Riders.
And for the Riders, too. You mentioned coming off a bye week. But they're not only coming off a bye week. They're coming off an ugly loss to Montreal as well. So how do you focus now? What's the mindset for the club?
Well, the mindset, you know, it's they got to go out, they got to get this win because, you know, it just left a nasty taste in the mouth before the bye week there, right? And, you know, I think the defense, they got to shine because they didn't look like themselves last out in the versus the Alouettes. And, you know, I know against the Elks, I think, what, back in week 8, the Riders had 8 sacks. So they got to get back to that dominant defensive ways there.
Belton Johnson here. No Nelson LeCombo, no Tavon Campbell, no Jackson Ford this weekend. Missing some key pieces in the secondary. So that pass rush, it's going to be needing to be on its best form, isn't it?
It is going to have to be in its best form. And the thing that I'm hoping that they do this go-round that they did not do versus the Alouettes before the bye week, I didn't see them bringing that fifth guy. I didn't see a whole lot of pressure. And I think that is going to be the key here is the pressure for Jardo because we know that sometimes he can have that magic and everything.
Okay, well, what are you thinking here? Rider victory, a close one, or is it going to be a real runaway for the green and white?
I'm going with the Riders. I think they may be getting some offensive pieces back as well, right? So I don't think it'll be a runaway, but I got the Riders going in, winning 29-21.
29-21, yeah. It might be a point or two like the last couple of games the Elks have lost. It's been by only a few points. You never know. Hey, really quick, Belton, I never got a comment from you. Happy with the CFL rule changes or unhappy?
I'm happy with them, Greg. The thing is done is I think it's created a buzz. I felt like that's been the talk all week about the changes. And, for the people that don't like the changes, just give it time. And I'm sure, football is football to me, man.
All right. Enjoy your weekend, pal. Nice talking to you again.
Have a good one, Greg.
Lionel Richie, he's got a memoir coming out. It's called Truly, and it comes out next week. I think on Tuesday it's released. One thing I love about Lionel Richie, whenever I see him on a talk show or on American Idol, he always has great stories. That's one book I would probably be interested in reading. In fact, as he hypes up the book in advance, he's giving a few interviews, and one of which he said there is a story he's never ever told before in the book.
I grew up totally in fear. I didn't know what ADHD was. Can you play baseball? Nah. Football? No. Basketball? No. Tennis? Kinda. I was very anxious about everything. And at the same time, I kept trying to fake it. I kind of found some new areas of my life that I didn't know I had in me.
Yeah, he tells some great stories in the book, including how selling over 125 million albums with the Commodores and as a solo artist has led him to the life he leads right now, which he says is giving back to a lot of these kids. That's why he likes being a judge on American Idol, he said. He really likes to encourage the youth with opportunities. And he just seems like a cool guy. You'd want to sit and listen to all those stories. Remember, he with Michael Jackson wrote We Are the World. Can you imagine the stories he has to tell just about that night they recorded that song? Be a cool book. Truly is out next week. It is truly an honor for me to be here at the Hospitals of Regina Foundation Grand Prize Lottery Show Home. It's in the Creeks. We're at 4158 Fieldstone Way. You can pop by anytime. We're here all day. The reason is because there's a sense of urgency in the air with more than 70% of the tickets gone now and another deadline. Tonight's the deadline, midnight. If you don't buy a ticket before midnight, you lose out on the Canuck Adventure bonus prize or $100,000 cash. Yeah, choose the cash or take the 2025 Toyota Land Cruiser. Turbocharged, four-wheel drive. Comes with a couple of paddle boards, electric bikes, and we hook you up to Discover Canada. Your Parks Canada National Discovery Pass comes with it, unlocking all the national parks across the country for free for you. Or $100,000 cash. You can't decide what to do without a ticket. And they start at $100. And, of course, you get the add-ons like a 50-50. They start at $25. It'll be over $1 million again. It was the last lottery and the lottery before that. Winner takes half. And a cash calendar is also a chance to win $25,000, not once, but two times in the month of February. And then every day through the month of February, they're giving away $2,500. And the cool thing about that is that if you get a ticket for that, you're in on every draw. Even if you were to win the $25,000 at the start of the month, you'd still go in for all the other draws and could win potentially again. So that's about a $150 investment, and you're covered for everything. You can buy more tickets than that, but we're selling them in person here in the Creeks today. I hope you pop on by again, 4158 Fieldstone Way. Coming up, we're monitoring several important stories. One is picketers outside of Canada Post on Sass Drive. They will likely be there today after saying they're going back on strike. They're losing like $1.5 billion. On track to lose $1.5 billion this year. But a few surprises came the way. Postal workers, and they said, no, we're gonna walk. They're going to take away door-to-door delivery service inevitably. So that's part of the reason they're on strike again. Kevin Martell with that story in just a few moments, too. And still looking into some officers who were involved in a shooting. Someone dead last night about 11. It happened on East Houghton Road. That's near the Canadian Tire, Prince of Wales Drive area there. Police on the scene still this morning. Officers fired shots. One dead. Still being investigated, obviously, and we're still looking for more answers. And as we get them, we'll pass them on to you as well. So I hope to see you here, 4158 Fieldstone Way. Sticking around for the rest of the day in the Creeks. Pop by. I'd love to meet you in person and sell you a ticket, too. CJME News Time is 827.